Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to my radio audience this afternoon. I would like to give the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob all the praise, all the honor, all the glory on this holy Sabbath day, on the Shabbat. The God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly hosts, they are so very great and so very wonderful. They have blessed my life tremendously, tremendously, tremendously. So I just give them the glory, the honor, and the praise today for that. Give me 1 minute. So yes, as I was saying, you know, it's the Sabbath day. It's the seventh day of the week. It's Shabbat, you know, and I just want to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel. To the glory of the God of Israel. So, my song today is, and you know, I haven't been here in a while. I haven't been on this platform in a while. I mean, I made a broadcast the other day, but I haven't been here in a while to speak to you prophetically. You know, I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My name is Elisheba, and I'm the prophet of the children of Israel. And I haven't been here in a while to speak to you prophetically. So today I just want to talk about the remnant, the chosen seed of the God of Israel in the earth. I want to talk about the remnant and God's holy people in the earth that will make it out of all of this chaos and all this new world order and all this confusion that's going on in this world. Only the remnant, the 10%, will survive this, people. Only the 10% will survive this. And again, if the God of Israel want me to prophesy today, I will prophesy to speak to you prophetically. Whatever the God of Israel want me to say to you. But, you know, if you go back over all of my audios, you can clearly see that I was saying some things and prophesizing some things that's going on right now in this earth. I told you 2 years ago, I told you a year ago, your economy is never coming back. It's never coming back, your economy, because the God of Israel told me to tell you that. And as you can see, your economy is about to fall, to be honest. There's so many things going on in America that, you know, really the people don't even know what's going on, because why? The people don't educate themselves. The people don't think about nothing but only what they do, go to work and school and stuff like that and put their kids in school. That's all the people think about. They don't know what's going on. They don't, because the news is not going to tell you what's going on. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on. It's a lot of things happening that I prophesied to you about a year ago or even 2 years ago back, you know, that the economy is never coming back. COVID never going to leave. I told you that 3 years ago when the COVID first started killing people. I told you 3 years ago, COVID is never going to leave. It's never going to leave. I told you that a year ago. You cannot get rid of it. Because why? You people won't stop doing what you are doing against the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name, the God of the Hebrew kingdom and the God of the Hebrew nation. So that's why you can't get rid of COVID. That's why you cannot get rid of it. He's coming back for the rest of the people that he didn't take out with the first COVID. He's coming back for the rest of the wicked, evil, satanic people that he did not take the first time. He coming back this time to take more. And I'm just speaking to you prophetically what I know, because he told me 3 years ago, daughter, they ain't going to quit, daughter. They is not going to quit. This is what the God of Israel told me 3 years ago when he started killing people with the COVID and taking people out with the COVID then. They not going to quit, daughter. They're not going to quit. So what else can I do but kill them? So So yes, okay, the God of Israel, higher, he's coming back to finish what he started almost 3 years ago, okay? So yeah, I want to sing a song right now, and I just want to encourage the remnant today. I want to encourage the remnant, the people that's going to wake up and snap out and understand that they've been doing the wrong things and they've been serving the wrong gods. Because all your gods in this earth, they false, all of them. So the remnant is going to snap out and wake up and realize that they've been served, you know, going in all these churches and religions and organizations, and they've been doing the wrong thing. And they're going to wake up. They're going to wake up, and they're going to snap out, and they're going to understand that they only need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. They don't need no elder. They don't need no pastors. They don't need no bishops. They don't need nobody, because all of them people have led you people astray, led you astray. And that's what the Bible talk about in the New Testament, that you are like sheep, led it astray. You led it astray, Israel. You led it astray. You know, so the God of Israel, yes, he's behind the New World Order. Yes, he want it to happen. He, you know, he's actually really ready to deal with his enemies. He's ready to deal with, you know, the people in this earth that have corrupted his earth. So, yeah, he ready to deal with all his enemies, for he have many enemies. The God of Israel have many enemies. And he, you know, he not a man, you know, he ain't going to just sit there and let people take over his earth and do what they want to do in his earth and, you know, control the earth and put people on the moon and put people here in Mars. He not going to sit back and go for that. He not going to go for that. So, you know, whatever's in y'all people's mind when it comes to, you know, making houses on the moon, that's in the news. They're going to put people on the moon and all that. Oh, my God, please. Y'all don't know the God of Israel. He will knock y'all people out so quick and so fast. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to sit down. Y'all is the people that rule this, you know, the Gentiles. The ones that's in rulership right now. Y'all need to sit down, Gentiles. Y'all need to sit down, because the God of Israel is going to bust this sky open so hard and so, oh my. I just, you know, the fireballs. You know, the fireballs, they're going to just. So I'm just going to sing my song right now today. I just want to sing this song like, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn. I want to fall in love. I want to fall in love. I want to fall in love with you. God of Israel, I'm ready. God of Israel, I'm ready. God of Israel, I'm ready. I'm so I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you. Yes, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn. I want to fall in love. I am so in love. I'm so in love with you. God of Israel, I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you, God of Israel and the Holy Spirit. I'm so in love with you, the divine host. I'm so in love. I'm so ready now. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready for you to teach me and show me exactly what it is that you need me to do in this earth. So with that, people, we're going to go right into our scriptures. Let me give you the title of this broadcast. The title of this broadcast today is God of Israel and His Remnant, Chosen Ones of the Earth. Okay? God of Israel and His Remnant, Chosen Ones. Okay, this is what this broadcast is all about. It's all about the children of Israel, the 144,000, the 144,000 that will make it out of the new world order. Okay, the 144,000, that's the 10%. 90% of this earth, 90% of the world and these people will be destroyed by the new world order and Satan. 90%. Why? Because you people don't believe in the God of Israel. Y'all don't believe in him. Y'all don't love him. Y'all won't do what he say to do. He told you to keep his law. You don't want to keep his law. You don't want to keep it. You want to serve all your gods, Jesus, your religions, Yah, Most High, Yahweh, all of your gods. All of you, Yahweh, you got so many names, children of Israel, for your God. And none of those names are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. And I know that as his prophet. I know that 100% as his prophet, that none of those gods that you call on and worship . Okay, I'm going to end this and come back.